Ellora Rocks. The Ellora Rocks has kept its winning streak going with a 5-2 road victory over the Orangeville Blitz on Saturday. The team is currently 3rd out of 10 in the WOSHL standings with 4 wins and 2 losses so far this season. The Rocks get a break this upcoming week and aren't back on the ice until Friday, November 10, facing off against the Dunville Arrows on home ice. Fergus Whalers. An uneven weekend for the Fergus Whalers saw the team come up short on Saturday 5-1 against the Walkerton Capitals in an away game, but then pull off a huge 13-1 win on home ice against the Goderich Flyers the next day. The Whalers are ranked 7th of 8 teams in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 3 wins, 7 losses, 2 overtime wins and 2 ties. The team hits the road to Kincardine for an away game on Friday at 8:30 p.m. Mount Forest Patriots. The Mount Forest Patriots had a winning weekend, besting Kincardine 6-3 on Friday and then Wingham 4-2 on Saturday. The team is ranked 4th of 8 teams in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 8 wins, 4 losses and 1 overtime loss. The Patriots play twice this upcoming weekend at home on Saturday against Walkerton and away against Mitchell Sunday. Aaron Outlaws and Minto 81s. In a Wellington County matchup on Saturday between the Aaron Outlaws and Minto 81s, Minto dominated with a 10-1 win. Minto is ranked 2nd, with 3 wins and 1 loss, and Aaron is 7th, with 2 wins and 2 losses, of 11 teams in the Ontario Elite Hockey League. The Outlaws are on the road to Durham for a match Friday evening and Minto stays at home Saturday against Saugeen Shores.